you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, and HardTrust NTA are partnering to establish a training facility to teach persons to repair heavy-duty vehicles. The training program was launched on September 4, with the first batch of trainees already undergoing instruction. We hear more about the heavy-duty vehicle repair training course on today's program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned to hear more.
We believe this project will be a win-win for all. We believe that the need for remanufacturing of derelict buses ought to provide an opportunity for Jamaicans to be trained to optimal levels in all areas of bus refurbishing, from drivetrain, transmission, body repair, air conditioning, and air electronics.
Chairman of the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, Dr. Garnet Roper, outlining the vision of the new heavy-duty vehicle repair training program. Under the program, auto mechanics will be trained by the HardTrust NTA Jamaica German Automotive School, JAGAS, to refurbish defunct JUTC buses as part of the overall exercise. The HardTrust NTA will spend $80 million to upgrade the Lyndhurst Road Depot for the establishment of the heavy-duty vehicle repair, refurbishment and advanced training facility. HART will also provide the training assessment and certification infrastructure. The JUTC will spend approximately $204 million to furnish the project site with the required heavy-duty equipment and tools needed to conduct the repairs. The training and repair facility will be operated by Level 3 certified mechanics pursuing advanced Level 4 internationally recognized training and certification while producing repaired and refurbished buses for the JUTC. Training is already underway for the program, and the first cohort of trainees consists of 5 persons from the JUTC and 20 from the Jamaica German Automotive School. They are scheduled to undergo 18 to 24 months of training in various areas of specialization.
This combination, enterprise and training facility, will cover the entire gamut of services, ranging from the initial diagnosis and appraisal of vehicles to electronics, drivetrain and transmission, chassis, suspension, steering, bodywork, painting and interior to engines.
Dr. Roper notes that the training course may also open doors to international employment for successful trainees.
Many of the automotive specialists that have been trained in Jamaica are recruited by Canadian businesses for jobs in Canada. We may get to the day when there is an orderly transfer between both Canada and Jamaica.
Board Chairman of the HardTrust NTA, Dr. Moses Peart, notes that the introduction of the training course is consistent with HardTrust's mission of partnering with industry players to create courses that meet workforce needs.
This is not just a regular HardTrust training program. It's a program that's moving to another level. It's for you to be empowered to be better, greater income earners. It's all about training for employment.
Dr. Peart also urged the first batch of trainees to make the most of the training opportunity, noting that they were selected through an extremely competitive and rigorous process.
You are first class, not just first in class, but first class, and you must consider yourselves privileged to be the guinea pigs to start this thing. And you are the ones to set the reputation of this program. Your successes in the program will speak volumes for the program going forward and pave the way for the others to come.
If you're interested in joining the heavy-duty vehicle repair training course, contact the Jamaican German Automotive School at 968-7932 or visit the HardTrust NTA's website at www.hard-nta.org. That's it for today's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to tune in next week, same time, same station, to another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.